Hey, gorgeous souls. Welcome back to another episode of ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate this beautiful mess we call life with a little extra sparkle and a whole lot of self-love. Ever feel like the world expects you to be effortlessly put together? Like, they assume you wake up every morning, perfectly organized and ready to conquer the day. Yeah, me neither. Especially when my brain is running on fumes, trying to keep up with a never-ending list of to-dos and thoughts that ricochet around like pinballs in a cosmic arcade. But listen, here's the truth bomb. You are not defined by your scattered thoughts or unfinished projects. You are a magnificent masterpiece in progress, and embracing that journey is key. Today's episode is all about learning to love and accept yourself, ADHD and all. Because trust me, babes, self-acceptance isn't just some fluffy feel-good concept, it's the foundation for building a life you truly adore. So, let's dive in. 5 keys to self-love and acceptance for the ADHD soul. 1. Embrace your unique sparkle. Forget trying to fit into a mold that doesn't work for you. ADHD brains are wired differently. We think outside the box, dream big, and approach challenges with boundless creativity. Instead of seeing your neurodiversity as a flaw, celebrate it. Remember, there is magic in those unconventional thought patterns. 2. Practice radical self-compassion. You know that inner critic who whispers negativity about every little mistake. It's time to silence that voice. Be kind to yourself just like you would be to your best friend. Acknowledge your struggles without judgment, and remember that everyone stumbles sometimes. Learning to forgive yourself is essential for self-love. 3. Celebrate your wins big and small. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of what we haven't accomplished yet. But celebrating even the smallest victories helps build momentum and reinforces your self-worth. Did you finally finish that project? Yeah. Did you make it out of bed today? High five. Remember, progress over perfection, darling. 4. Build a support system. Surround yourself with people who understand and celebrate your ADHD journey. Share your struggles, celebrate your wins, and find joy in the unique connection you have with fellow neurodiverse souls. Trust me, having a try makes all the difference. 5. Prioritize your well-being. This is non-negotiable, babes. Make time for things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's indulging in a creative hobby, taking a nature walk, or simply enjoying a good book, prioritize self-care practices that bring you joy and help you recharge. Real-world relatable example. Remember that time you started a new project with so much enthusiasm, like, ready to conquer the world kind of energy. Then life happened. Distractions piled up, your brain went on vacation, and suddenly that ambitious plan feels more like a forgotten relic in the back of your mind. Sound familiar? Don't beat yourself up. It happens to all of us. But here's where self-love comes in. Acknowledge the struggle, forgive yourself for getting sidetracked, and start again even if it's just a small step. You don't have to be perfect, you just have to keep showing up. Wrapping up. Remember, self-love isn't about achieving some impossible standard of perfection, it's about embracing your unique journey with kindness, compassion, and a whole lot of glitter. It's about celebrating your strengths, acknowledging your challenges, and finding joy in the messy, beautiful chaos that is life. So, my amazing ADHD warriors, go out there and rock this world with your brilliant, quirky, and wonderfully neurodiverse selves. And don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. What are your biggest self-love challenges? How do you practice radical acceptance in your daily life? Let's keep the conversation going on social media. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, stay sparkly and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.